This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Iran detained two British oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz Friday, but one of them has been released and allowed to continue its voyage. The Liberian-flagged Mesdar was stopped and boarded Friday in the Strait after it started oil leaks in the waterway. It was later released. Another British-operated vessel, the Stena Impero, was stopped by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and detained for violating what were called international maritime rules. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said the seizures were, in his words, unacceptable, and said that London is looking for a diplomatic way to resolve the situation.
We will respond in a way that is considered but robust, and we are absolutely clear that if this situation is not resolved quickly, there will be serious consequences.
At the White House, meanwhile, President Donald Trump said the United States would be working with Britain on the situation. President Trump also expressed confidence that an Iranian drone was downed in the Strait of Hormuz as it approached a U.S. warship on Thursday. But as AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, Iran's Revolutionary Guards say the incident did not happen.
A day after saying the USS Boxer took defensive action when the drone got too close and did not back away.
No doubt about it. No, we shot it down.
The Pentagon says the Boxer actually used electronic jamming to bring the drone down and did not fire a missile. Iran says none of the above. The whole thing never happened, and all drones were safely back at their bases. Neither side is providing evidence to prove its claims, though Iran's Revolutionary Guard did release a video the drone shot of the Boxer and other vessels, without saying how that proves no drones went down. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. A large portion of the United States is sweltering in the midst of a heat wave. Forecasters say more than 87 million Americans live in areas where record temperatures will likely be set Saturday. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said that several outdoor events planned for the weekend have been canceled.
We have instructed that the triathlon and the Ozzyfest be canceled, given the heat conditions.
The temperature in Washington, D.C. is expected to reach 43.3 degrees Celsius. Meteorologists are saying for a short time it will feel just as hot in Washington as it does in Death Valley, California. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirmed in Argentina Friday the United States has imposed financial sanctions against a Hezbollah militant group leader suspected of directing a deadly 1994 bombing of a Jewish center in Buenos Aires. In his remarks in Buenos Aires Friday, Pompeo announced the newly imposed sanctions against Salman Rauf Salman
served as the on-the-ground coordinator for the Amia bombing and remains a wanted man who continues plotting terrorism on behalf of Hezbollah.
The visit to Argentina coincided with the 25th anniversary of the bombing of the Jewish community center that killed 85 people. Argentina's government has said Hezbollah was responsible for the attack. A 42-year-old man from Brooklyn, New York, is back on U.S. soil, charged with fighting for the Islamic State terror group as a sniper before rising through the ranks to become an emir. Charges against Ruslan Maratovich Asainov were unsealed on Friday, one day after U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces handed him over to U.S. law enforcement. The U.S. military then flew Asainov to New York, where he appeared before a judge Friday. According to court documents, Asainov, a naturalized citizen who came to the U.S. from Kazakhstan, traveled to Syria in late 2013, where he began fighting with IS as a sniper. Eventually, he became one of the terror group's emirs. A powerful bomb blast outside the gates of Kabul University in the Afghan capital on Friday killed at least 8 people and wounded 33 as students and lawyers waited to take an examination. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Friday's blast. On Thursday, Taliban insurgents set off 2 car bombs outside police headquarters in Kandahar, killing at least 12 and wounding more than 80 others. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.